Acts chapter 3. Womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Father, we appreciate you this morning. Thank you for the privilege of appearing before you. Thank you for the grace that you have given to us. Thank you for your word that is life, that is spirit. We ask, O God, that you will break this bread and that our lives will be transformed by it in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be attentive. We will listen for your voice. We will receive your word with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that your presence will fill this temple and silence whatsoever is not of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear a living amen? Let's have our seats. Now, briefly, this morning we are looking at a topic: doing exploits in his authority. Doing exploits in his authority. From the passage we read in this Acts chapter 3, you see the story of a man that was born lame. And we also see two personalities, Peter and John. This very man, because of his condition, he was a beggar. Not so much is mentioned about him, not his name, not his age really, not his nationality. But he was laid daily at a Beautiful gate, and there he begged for alms. We can see that the highways, the streets, communities of the world, our streets, our homes, the places where we walk, can be likened to these beautiful gates that this man laid every day. But yet, his life was not beautiful. Doing exploits in his authority. What do we mean by exploits? Exploits are extraordinary accomplishments. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the Bible says, "They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits." So exploits are extraordinary accomplishments. They are great works done in the name of the Lord. In John chapter 14 verse 12, Jesus says something there. John 14 verse 12. What did Jesus say in verse 12? He said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So exploits are greater works. In that same Acts of the Apostle, we read, if you check chapter 4, that is the continuation of this healing of this man. In chapter 4, verse 9, you also see there that if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, exploits are good deeds done in the name of the Lord to those who are in need. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, you also see there, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, anointed with power, went about doing good. Exploits are good we do with the graces that we have received, with the power that we have received, with the anointing of God upon our lives. Having been saved, God equipped us to do such great and mighty deeds in his name. Praise the Lord. What about authority? Authority is the power or the right to do something, the power to give orders. It's a position. Power to make decision, a power to influence people. That's authority. So what we are talking about today, we are talking about the power that is of the Lord, the authority in his name given to us believers that we can use to influence people around us. Praise the Lord. So believers have received authority. Anyone that is genuinely born of God here, you are saved by the blood of Jesus. You have been given authority. And the authority is to make impacts, to influence people around you. If you turn your Bible to Luke chapter 9, if you read verse 1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He gave them power and authority. And this power is for the believers. If you go to chapter 10 of that same Luke, verse 19, it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the power, the privilege of every genuine child of God. So doing exploit in his name is using this authority and power to cause change. One of the first authority that you receive is, you know, the new birth, the authority of the new birth. In John chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, to as many that receive him, he did what? He gave the power, he gave the right to become the sons of God. The sons have rights. And the right of the sons is to cause change wherever they go to. So God sees us as agents of change, to influence people positively for his own glory, to help to bring them out of their ugly situations. In the case of this passage we read today, this man was born lame. If you read the other chapter, you know, of that Acts, you see the mustard that the healing of this man caused. But the good thing about it is that this man's life will never remain the same again, or never remain the same again. He had never walked in his life. He was living depending on others. They will carry him every morning or on all the days that you have to meet at the temple so that he can beg for alms. But God turned his life around through the ministry of Peter and John. And my prayer this morning that through through your ministry, God will turn the lives of men around in the name of Jesus. That's the essence of what God has given to us. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible tells us, and you shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. So God, you know, has released the power upon our lives to make this impact wherever we find ourselves. And I pray God will help us to do that as always in the name of Jesus. If you look at Isaiah 61, you also see the dimensions, various ways that these exploits can take. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Look at what the scripture says, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and a day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. Our exploits actually bring glory to the Lord. That's why you will not be doing good if all that you have received, you are seated with it there, just allowing it to waste away. All our gifts, all our talents, all the blessings, all the privileges that you have, God expects you to use them for his glory and for his praise. Praise Master Jesus. Now, let's look briefly at the passage. What does it take to do exploits with authority? It is authority. What does it take to do exploits? I'll give us four areas, not exhaustive anyway, that we can, you know, in ways we can do exploits. What it takes, if you look at verse 1 of the passage that we read, the Bible says, now Peter and John went together to the temple at the hour of what? Prayer. The ninth hour. One of the things you cannot dispute is prayer. Praise the Lord. If you want to do exploits, if you want to make a difference in your ministry, if you want to make a difference in that privilege, opportunity, that authority, that position that you are, if you want to make a difference, you must be a man of prayer. You must be a woman of prayer. Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. It was the custom of the Jews that three times a day they have the hours of prayer. They start 9 a.m. the first time, you know, 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 3 p.m. This very one, the ninth hour, is 3 p.m. I know they went in the morning. I know at the noon time they went. Here again, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, they were at it again, going to the temple at the hour of prayer. There is an hour of prayer. You must have an hour of prayer as a Christian, as a believer. You must have an hour of prayer. Let it not be the fire brigade type. Some people only pray when there are issues. When things come up, that's when they pray. Do you know that Peter and John were not expecting, as they were leaving their house, they were not expecting that they were going to meet this man to do this miraculous act. But because they were prepared, they were already in the mood of prayer. They were already in the spirit of prayer. And so when the opportunity came, God honored them because they have been faithful. You must be faithful in prayers. We cannot emphasize it. In Acts chapter 6 verse 4, remember what the apostle says. See, we will give ourselves continually to what? To prayer. That's one of the secrets of the apostles. We will give ourselves continually to prayer. And of course, because of that, they did a lot of exploits from the Lord, for the Lord. So if we are going to do exploits wherever you are, you must be a man of prayer. You must be a woman of prayer. You must be a girl, a boy, a child of prayer. There's nobody
more to pray. Even Jesus in his earthly ministry prayed. So why will you not pray? In Luke chapter 18, Jesus gave a parable that unto this end, men ought always what? To pray and not to faint. So it's something God expects from us. Because in prayer, you commune with God and you take charge of situations. That's the first thing that you need to do exploit. Another thing you need to do exploit, if you look at the passage we read again, verse 4 of that passage. Verse 4, if you look at it very well, say, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, it was Peter that was fixing his eyes here. Fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. What I see there from the look of Peter as he fixed his eyes on him is what I call compassion. And not many persons passed by that man that very day and that very hour. Many persons passed by. But he saw this man with the eyes of compassion. He saw this man beyond a beggar, beyond a lame man, beyond arms. I'm very sure as well, some others would have given him arms while they entered the temple. But he fixed his eyes. Do you have these eyes? When you meet people, do you really see them? One of the prayers that I pray, say, Lord, give me eyes that see. The eyes that see. When you see, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, Jesus, when he saw the multitude, that scene is not just by the sight, it's not by the eyes. That scene, when he saw the multitude, he was what? Moved with compassion for them, because they were what? Weary and what? Scattered like sheep. What? Yes. So he saw people that were fainting. He saw people that were scattered, that were miserable. So Peter saw this man. Say, this man is suffering. He has been here for a long time. Something must be done about his situation. So he told him, look at us. Look at us. Praise the Lord. So you must have compassion. Time is not there. There's something I can single out from the word compassion, which is passion. We will not have time to go into that. That burning aspect of the compassion must be there for you to be able to make impact. Don't just see things for the sake of seeing them. Don't just walk past. Don't just listen to something. God may be telling you something, but you are not seeing it. You know, sometimes when you are talking to somebody and it's not understanding you, suddenly when you understand, you say, I see. What is he saying? There is an in-depth, a revelation at that point. We must be moved with compassion if we are going to be able to do exploits in our days. Number 3, know who you are and what you have. Know who you are and what you have. In that same scripture, verse 6 of that passage, Acts chapter 3, verse 6, look at what it said. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. Silver and gold I do not have, what I have, I give you. What was he having? In John chapter 3, if you read verse 5 and 6, the Bible says that we are born of the Spirit. We are born of the Spirit. We carry the nature of God. The new nature we receive when we give our life to Christ, the nature of God. So we have the Spirit. What we have the Spirit of God. We have the authority of God. In Psalm 82 verse 6, the scripture says, ye are gods. All of you are sons of the Most High. Ye are gods. So Peter knew that he was not just an honorary man. I have something that I can give to you. And I want to let you know that if you are a genuine child of God, you have something to offer. You have something to offer. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we read it before, that we receive the Holy Ghost comes upon us. So he was talking with understanding. I have power. I have something you don't know that is beyond silver and gold. I have something that is beyond money that can end all your miseries. You have something as a genuine child of God. We have been given authority. We read Luke chapter 10 verse 19. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. So Peter knew he had power resident in him that he can release at that moment. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, the Bible tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ. So you know what Peter was saying? I represent Christ here. What Jesus would have done if he were here physically, that's what you'll be receiving now. And that moved. And at the end of the day, there was that great miracle that happened that baffled everyone that was around. Praise Master Jesus. Now the fourth one, it's also there in that passage where he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and do what? And walk. Use the name of Jesus to confront every situation. Use the name of Jesus to confront every situation. The name of Jesus is a key to unlock every closed door. The name of Jesus can end all mysteries. If you apply it in faith, the name of Jesus can bring a turnaround in every situation. He knew that that name can wrought wonders. I said that I do this in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, it said, in my name shall they cast out devils. In John 14, verse 14, he said, and ye shall ask anything in my name, and I will do it. So he had the understanding that the name of Jesus can wrought wonders. There's no situation, there's no trouble as this, you know, that can resist that name. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible tells us that at the name of Jesus, what happens? Every knee should what? Should bow to respond to the name. In fact, as I was reading one of the scriptures in the thing should be Luke, when Jesus actually entered that area, the gatherings, area of the gatherings, and that man, that demoniac, that one that was possessed with a spirit, when he saw him, the Bible said he ran down to him and worshipped him. He recognized the authority of Jesus and worshipped him. And so, there's no situation that cannot bow to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a key that God has given to us. I told us four, but let me add this one that you cannot dispute. Faith is another key that you need to do exploits. Faith. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it is impossible to please God without what? Without faith. Faith is the substance of things so far. Evidence of things not seen. If you read Acts chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, will not have time to read everything. You see the list of the exploits that men did because of their faith. Faith can turn any situation around. Praise Master Jesus. And quickly, briefly, I summarize. What are the benefits of doing exploits? One is that in doing exploits, we fulfill our ministry, because that's why Jesus left us here after saving us. In doing exploits, you fulfill your ministry. Hope is restored to the hopeless. I can see the case of this man. Of course, let us know that doing exploits is not only by healing. Preaching is doing exploits. Helping people physically is doing exploits in the name of the Lord. So don't tie it to only doing healings, miracles, and all that. As you are positioned wherever you are to solve the problems of men, you are doing exploit. What other benefits do we have? Men are reconciled back to God and fellowship with God when we do exploit. Remember, this man has been at the front of the temple all these years. But immediately after his healing, the Bible said he entered the temple for the first time Worship, fellowship is restored when we do exploit. And in verse 8, you see that he began to praise the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is praise. You bring glory to God. You reap glory for God when you do exploit. Men begin to praise him. And the power of God and his wonders is recognized by men. The Bible says in verse 10, the people began to wonder with amazement what has happened to this man. Because the Bible says they could see this man. They recognize him. That is the man that will be seen at the front of the temple all these years. Now he can walk. Not just walking, he can run. He can as well praise God like one of us. And one of the things that happens is that lives are transformed. People's lives are changed when we praise him. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. We'll pray now. God has commissioned us to do exploits. He did not save us to be idle. There is something you can offer. As you are there, there is something you can offer. There is something God has put in you. You can do. Pray that God will open your eyes to see those God has sent you to. The man was laid daily at the beautiful gate, but his life was not beautiful until God sent Peter and John into his life. My question this morning, who has God sent you to recently? Have you found that person? I want to begin to pray. Say, Lord, make me a beautifier of men. From the day that this man met with Peter and John, his life became beautiful. Remember in Isaiah chapter 61, we read, say, beauty for ashes. He was given beauty for all the ashes of the wasted years. He was given beauty. Pray and say, Lord, make me a beautifier of men. Use me to bring hope to the hopeless and salvation to sinners. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. That's what will rejoice the heart of God when you do exploits in his name. Confront that situation. God will bring it to pass. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, we thank you because we have it to read how you transformed the life of this man at a beautiful gate. Lord, this morning, is there anyone having such situations? By the power in the name of Jesus, I rebuke those things that have been confronting your people in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever has not been working in your life before, by the reason of this message this morning, let that thing begin to work in the name of Jesus. Let that thing begin to work in the name of Jesus. Any power that has limited you all these years, today I judge that power in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that whatsoever has limited anyone here today, that power expire now in the name of Jesus. Lord, the way you were glorified in the case of this man, oh Father, let what we do in our lives bring glory to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name. Take all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a living amen?